Welcome to season 24 of the Follow My Lead podcast, where each week I bring you stories and best practices of today's leaders to help you on your leadership journey. My name is John Eads. Here we go. Welcome back. Another week to grow and learn and develop and get better. And that's exactly what we're going to do this week, because we're going to be tackling a subject that I think we all can get better at, and that is patience. Before we get there, I just want to say a huge thank you to everybody who has played a role in helping make Building the Best successful. If you've gotten the book, it would mean the world to me if you would leave a review on Amazon or wherever you got your book from. And if you haven't got it, now's the time. Now is the time. Pick up your copy of Building the Best, 8 Proven Leadership Principles to Elevate Others to Success today. Now, onto the show. We're going to be talking about a really important topic, which is patience. Patience is not something I'm very good at, certainly not something many of us are very good at. And I heard an amazing story about patience the other day, and I thought it really just struck a chord with me, and I wanted to share it with you. It's a few years old, but I just loved it. And this is a story about just a New York taxi driver before Uber existed, and he was at the final stop of his shift. And he honked outside the door, and after waiting a few minutes, he honked again. And because it was his last stop, he considered pulling away. Instead, he put his car in park, and he walked up to the door. He knocked. He heard an elderly voice, "Just a minute." He then heard the shuffling of bags moving across the floor, and then the door opened. It was a small woman in her 90s, with a soft smile, wearing a print dress and a pillbox hat with a veil pinned on it. As she answered, the taxi driver caught a glimpse inside the house. It looked as if no one had lived there in years. All of the furniture was covered in sheets, no clocks on the wall, and no knickknacks on the counters. "Could you carry my bag?" the lady asked. The cab driver walked her slowly down the steps on the front porch to the cab. Once in the cab, the lady handed the driver an address and asked, "Could you drive me through downtown?" "It's not the shortest way," the driver answered. "I'm in no hurry. I don't mind," she said. "I'm on my way to hospice." The driver and the passenger shared a quick glimpse in the rearview mirror, enough for her to see his concern and continue. "I don't have any family left. The doctor says I don't have very long." The driver quietly reached over and shut off the meter and then asked, "What route would you like me to take?" For the next 2 hours, they drove through the city. She showed the driver where she once worked, the neighborhood where she and her husband first lived, a furniture warehouse that had once been a ballroom when she was a girl. There was a few parts of town she asked the driver to slow down, and she would sit, staring into the darkness, saying nothing. After a couple hours, she suddenly said, "I'm tired. Let's go now." They drove in silence to the address she had given him. When they arrived, 2 orderlies came out to the cab as soon as they pulled up. They must have been expecting her. The driver opened the trunk to take out the suitcase. As he shut the trunk, she was already in a wheelchair. "How much do I owe you?" she asked, reaching into her purse. "Nothing," said the driver. "You have to make a living," she answered. "There are other passengers," he responded. Almost without thinking, the driver bent and gave the lady a hug. She held on tightly. "You gave an old woman a little moment of joy," she said. "Thank you," he replied. The driver gave a final squeeze of the lady's hand, and the 2 turned to go their separate ways. As he got in the car and glanced over to her, the door was shut. He didn't pick up any more passengers that night. In fact, he could hardly speak. What if that woman had gotten an angry or impatient driver? What if she got someone who refused to get out and go to her door, who refused to take the time driving around the city? The taxi driver couldn't shake the feeling that this single moment may be one of the most important moments of his life. All because he was patient and didn't leave the moment that she came outside. It's a powerful story about the moments in our lives that happen each and every day. They're right in front of us if we'll just take time to realize them. And I know patience is tough for all of us. It's particularly tough in our careers or with teams or with the results that we want to see. So like most great things, I like to understand exactly what patience is. Patience is defined as the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. I'll read it again. The capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. And in today's world where we want it right now, we want this immediate gratification. We want others to know that we have arrived. We want the opposite of patience. We don't want to have the capacity to accept or tolerate delay or suffering. Suffering? Are you kidding me? I don't want to suffer. I want to take all the suffering away. I want it to be easy. But that's exactly what patience is. Patience is your ability to accept and tolerate that suffering, that delay, that trouble, without getting angry or upset. And I get it. I know exactly what this feels like. I felt like we've paid a price for 5 years building LearnLoft. Quarter in, year out. Accepting and tolerating the delay without getting angry and upset. It's been the hardest thing I've ever done in my career. Because I want it now. I want the results now. I want it to be easier. If you've suffered from any of those feelings in your career or at home, I'm going to deliver a message to you that I hope you'll take a time to think about. You are good enough. And you are right where you are supposed to be. You are good enough and you are right where you are supposed to be. Just because you haven't gotten to where you want to go to yet, or your team hasn't achieved what it wants to achieve, it doesn't mean that you aren't good enough. It just means you have more work to do. And you're right where you're supposed to be. Because patience is a virtue. So then the natural question becomes, well, how do you be properly patient in your career? How long is too long? How do we be properly patient? And I think it really begins with you really embracing the role that you are in today. I mean, really embracing it, developing your skills and making an impact on those in your path today. I mean, right now. Embrace your current role if you're going to be properly patient. We just passed Martin Luther King Day here in the U.S. And Martin Luther King had an amazing quote. In one of his most famous speeches, he said, "If it falls your lot to be a street sweeper, sweep the streets like Michelangelo painted pictures. Sweep streets like Beethoven composed music. Sweep streets like Leontine Prince sings before the Metropolitan Opera. Sweep streets like Shakespeare wrote poetry. Sweep streets so well that all the hosts of heaven and earth we'll have to pause and say, here lived a great street sweeper who swept his job well." I went to lunch the other day with a mentor of mine. Been dealing with some stuff at on the home front with my dad, and I've been struggling with it. So I met with a mentor of mine, and we went to this barbecue place, and I had one of the most phenomenal experiences I've ever had with a waitress in my life. She was exceptional. From the moment I sat down, everything that she did was exceptional. Everything. Taking plates, bringing sauces, cleaning up quickly, being proactive, helping with the menu. I mean, everything that you would want a waitress to be, she was it. And I was blown away. And I said, I just have to ask. I mean, in my line of work, when I experience people like you, I just have to ask, how do you do it? She looked at me right in the eyes and she said, my profession is a waitress and I'm going to be the very best waitress I can be. I thought, man, she gets it. I took time. I went over, I found her manager and I said, I have to tell you, Angela was exceptional. The best service I've ever received in any restaurant in my life. And he said, she is one of a kind. We now have her teaching other servers what she does because we hear this all the time. Here's an example of being how to be properly patient. Angela was exceptional in her role. Exceptional. And guess what she's now getting the opportunity to do? Go teach others how to do it. And next step in her role, next step in her career, because she was exceptional in the one that she is currently working in. So if you're going to embrace your role and develop your skills, you've got to be relentless in the pursuit and the development of those skills. You've got to be the best street sweeper. You've got to be the best waitress, whatever it is that you do. You got to be the best leader of a team. You got to be the best programmer. You got to be the best whatever you do. And once you've really embraced your role and you're relentless in developing your skills, I promise new opportunities will present themselves. One of my favorite quotes comes from Mark Miller. He said, you don't determine your opportunities, you determine your readiness. And if those new opportunities aren't happening fast enough, just put patience as a virtue on your mirror, in your bathroom, whatever you need to do. Constantly remind yourself that you are right where you are supposed to be and that patience is a virtue. Now, yes, there will be a time, and there will come a time potentially when you feel like there is no more growth in your role or in your company, and you just have, if that might happen, and that is okay. If you've read the four stages of role development in Building the Best, you know that you go through a journey of development in your current role. We all do. If you're relentless in the development of your skills, you're going to advance through these four stages of role development. The first is awareness, getting aware of the key things that you need to focus on in order to be successful in your role. The second stage is what we call building critical mass. This is when you make a lot of errors, you struggle, you feel like you're not good enough, you're not sure you're cut out for it. You fail a lot, if you stick with it and you keep going and you get help and you keep digging in and persevering, you'll get to stage three, which is accelerated performance. That's where the job gets easier. You're better at it. It comes second nature. You can rock and roll every single day. It doesn't mean you won't make errors, but you're at some level of accelerated performance. You're good at what you do. And the last stage is some level of mastery. I mean, getting to a point where you're a master of a skill, of a role. You're as good as it gets. You're teaching others. You're a thought leader. You're doing all these things in and around that level. Now, as Whitney Johnson would say, when you get to level four, as great as it is, you're ripe to be disrupted, and you might have to jump to a new learning curve. So if you get to a point where there is no more growth or no more roles to go in your company and you feel like you've hit a wall, you might need to have an honest conversation with yourself and you might need to jump to a new learning curve. You might need to go learn something new. jump to a new industry, that might be the case. But at least you would have been patient, properly patient in your role to develop those skills. And if no new opportunities came your way, you might just be on the wrong path. And that's okay. You were great right where you were supposed to be. Now, like many things that we talk about, I often feel like I contradict myself. This does not mean that you can't have aspirations, you can't have dreams, or you can't desire promotions or new opportunities. It does not mean that. You can be properly patient and still dream and have aspirations and expect great things to happen to you. You absolutely can. And you should. As long as those dreams and aspirations aren't stepping on other people or you aren't going to hold other people back to get where you're trying to go, have at it. I mean, think big. Be the light of the world. Go be as big as you can possibly be. I believe, and I've seen over and over again in the great leaders that we've studied, they are properly patient. They excel right where they're supposed to be. They're fanatical about the development of their role and where they are and making a positive impact on everybody that comes into contact with them, exactly like the taxi cab driver. They take time to really enjoy that experience right in front of them, the people right in front of them, the impact that they can have immediately. And great opportunities come your way, and they will come your way. Is this easy? No. It's one of the hardest things driven people will ever encounter, is being patient, being properly patient, being obedient without getting angry. It is really hard. But remember, you are good enough and you are right where you're supposed to be. Find joy in the journey and not the results. Until next time, be a great leader at work and at home.